This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Nissan with the 100% electric, no-gas Nissan Leaf. Innovation for the planet, innovation for all. Details at NissanUSA.com.
WCVE Public Radio. Political news analysis by Jeff Shapiro is made possible by HCA Virginia Health System, honoring the doctors and nurses of Johnston Willis Hospital, who earned the Joint Commission's Certificate of Distinction for the Management of Brain Tumors, cjwmedical.com. Jeff Shapiro joins us now from the Richmond Times-Dispatch, as he does every Friday morning at this hour, for analysis of Virginia political news. Hi, Jeff.
Good morning, Wayne.
Governor McDonald's proposal to sell the liquor stores is getting complicated in the legislative process. Sort it out for us.
Yes, largely because of his own party's difficulty with the issue. The Senate Democrats are poised and ready to kill the governor's latest effort at privatization. There is not, however, a Republican patron for this measure over on the House side, and that's because, well, the governor knows it's in trouble. So the Democrats are going to extend to the Republicans, or attempt to extend to the Republicans, an opportunity to embarrass themselves and the governor by voting down the governor's latest version of ABC privatization. This has nothing to do with sound public policy. This has only to do with political showmanship, maybe more to the point, political gamesmanship. And it is a bit of turnaround. Recall last year the Democrats were embarrassed when the House Republicans forced a floor vote on what looked like a tax increase bill. It is an election year, and as I think we discussed last week, this is when legislators are either on their best or worst behavior. Again, it depends on one's perspective.
The governor wants to sell bonds to build roads. Some of his fellow Republicans have concerned about adding to the state debt. But they also are opposed to raising taxes. The gasoline tax would seem to be an alternative, but it doesn't seem to be a go. Where's it all going?
Well, it's really not going anywhere just yet. The bond package is viewed by a number of Republicans as too much, too expensive. $3.1 billion of a $4 billion transportation initiative. And the Republicans are wondering, in the wake of that big vote in last year's election, one that included the message of, you know, no additional government spending, less government debt, if pulling out the government's credit card, Virginia government's credit card, is fiscally irresponsible. And the governor is busy trying to make the case that with economic conditions, actually interest rates where they are, this is a great time to go into the bond market. But there are a lot of hidden complications beyond the substantial costs. One of them is the governor's plan would also drain a lot more money than anticipated from that portion of the budget that supports schools, cops, welfare programs. And because of a voluntary restriction on the number of bonds, the amount of bonds that Virginia issues, Governor McDonald's successor would be in manacles. He or she would not be able to authorize any more than about $50 million a year in bonds. And as any college president will tell you, $50 million won't pay for much, maybe a dormitory or two.
The governor has ordered the state parks to start allowing visitors to carry guns openly.
I guess arguably this is a sop by the governor to the gun rights lobby. He is saying that the park should be open to those who want to openly display firearms. I guess this is all part of that Second Amendment right to bear arms, but these being the parks, one wonders if this involves the right to arm bears as well. But the Capitol grounds this week, very much a showcase for the gun rights, gun control debate. A number of gun rights advocates openly displaying their firearms, a number of gun rights opponents conducting a lie-in on the Capitol ground to call attention to gun violence and its toll. Of course, all of this has greater relevance in the wake of the Tucson shootings.
Meanwhile, in Washington, Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor, the House Majority Leader in Congress, was at center stage as the House repealed the health care reform bill that was adopted and signed into law last year.
Yeah, very much a symbolic vote, but a chance for Cantor to stand front and center, but not without an embarrassing twist for the Henrico Republican. PolitiFact, that fact-checking service that the Times-Dispatch runs, notes that the congressman is making a false claim when he argues that the Obama health care plan is a job killer. And, of course, this is not the first time PolitiFact has called attention to some of the, dare I say, verbal excesses of Congressman Cantor.
And he even had that job-killing phrase written into the formal title of the bill, I believe.
Zazzing up the Republican base.
Will he or won't he? George Allen, will he run for the Senate again to try to recapture the seat he lost to Jim Webb back in 06?
Well, apparently so. This is one of the longest political stripteases on record. He is now out on tour with his good friend Ben Markey, soon to be a health care provider, now with a Tea Party-like organization, trying to convince people that he was indeed a conservative member of Congress and not one of those red ink generating big spending Republicans that Jamie Ratke, the Tea Party candidate for the Republican Senate nomination, claims.
Okay, thanks to Jeff Shapiro of the Richmond Times-Dispatch. It's 8:40.